You want to know who picks this music? It's your peers in the Urban Terror community who picks this music. This is Habba Habba Zoot Zoot for Fumla. I hope I got that right. So if you have any quarrels, contact Fumla and he will explain it. And remember, when talking, please call him Fumla. Not Fummel or Fumle or Fumla. Fumla. Habba Habba Zoot Zoot.
This is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from GameAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is Mungo Zen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Where Fornic meets reality. Urban Terror.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of Urban Radio. I am your host, Oswald, and for the next few hours, we will bring you up to date on the Quake 3 mod, Urban Terror. Let's kick this show off right with a little metal. This is Kill Switch Engage. You say it, I play it here on Urban Radio, and as I said, I did not choose this, but we will finish listening to this noise.
Yes.
could just think this way, I don't have to sing because I can't understand what the hell they're saying. You know what, you can actually get off of Fuma's Juck now and you can go over to Pound P.I.T., that's Clan Pit, Partners in Terror, and you guys can wail on Sir Redemption since this is his musical selection for the day. I think we're almost done. And as I said, welcome again to Urban Radio. We are back after another week off here. Unfortunately, I was unable to broadcast last week due to a scheduling conflict. But we are back this week. It's an overcast day here in Southern California. Looks like it wants to rain, but it's just not giving it up, and it's not going to rain here for a little bit, hopefully. So what's going on? It's been a decent week. My Red Wings have come back from an 0-2 deficit and just took a 3-2 games advantage in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. I know some of you are following that, and you guys are pretty strong commented when it comes to your team, be it Toronto or Vancouver or Philly or you name it. But my team's the Wings. They're up 3-2, and again, they will take the Stanley Cup this year. So with that said, we did hear some different tunes to begin the show. The first one was from a band called Blunt, You Don't Know, and the next one was by a band called Karumba, Habba Habba Zoot Zoot, and as I said, that was for Fumla, and I think I got that right, Fumla. So we can get this thing started today. But first, before I do, I got to get the props out of the way here. There are a bunch of people who make the show possible. And the first being the staff over at Team Sportscast Network. That's right, www.tsncentral.com. They are the ones who provide all the technical support I need and the Shoutcast server we broadcast on.
This is my boomstick.
This is...
Yeah, baby!
This is...
Yeah!
You know, you're really pissing me off.
This is the Team Sportscast Network.
Yeah, that's right. It is the Team Sportscast Network, and the boomstick is that mighty, mighty Smosh 12 we have in our game, and you know, a few people use that term, but I do want to thank some of the guys here, Coldshot, Warwitch, Wizard, Juno, Boomerman, and Trav, who all have continued to help me out and fix problems I have, answer questions, and, you know, basically be a bunch of good guys and help support my radio show and the entire network. Also, props to the shoutcasting partners I have, Jeff TN Whispers, between the three of us, and a few others. We usually try to shoutcast one or two matches a week, be it Cal, Stay, OGL, whatever. We are pretty much up for anything. If you have a match you want shoutcasted, feel free to use the button over on TSNCentral.com to submit your request, or you can actually contact any one of the three of us, and we will try to get your match shoutcasted. I also want to give props over to AcidBurn at ForbiddenNinja.com. He continues to host the radio show Notes we use each week on Urban Radio. And finally, thanks to CC Zach, who's FTP'd all the shows courtesy of ZD Web Hosting. If you guys want to get hosted, he runs a great hosting site, $8 a month. Go to www.zdwebhosting.com, and you can also find links to all the past shows over on the6thfloor.com. It's listed under navigation. Click on Main, click on Urban Radio, and you will see all the shows we have archived there. We also have a musical playlist, so if you want to know what that song was we played, you can go check the website, 6thfloor.com, and check it out. I also want to give give props out to Mighty Joe Young and her LA Kings, who finally came back and beat the Colorado Avalanche last night, 1-0 in overtime. Very cool game. And with that said, we are going to get the lips and let's try the whips and the leather out. This is Devo for MJY here on Urban Radio.
Not too late to whip it. Whip it good.
All right, we're back. A little Devo to kick things off here. The Friday edition, and we're finally back to our time slot. Our day here on Urban Radio, again, being shoutcasted over at tsncentral.com. Stop by and check all the goodness out over there. And speaking of TSN, we are going to be broadcasting a few matches tonight. Over on Server 1, we're going to have an OGL match, Medal of Honor Allied Assault. It's going to be Ground Zero versus Dark Realm, who's currently number one in the OGL. That starts at 9 p.m. Eastern, brought to you by Warwitch and Nate. They will be shoutcasting. And this is also TSN's first adventure into MOA. So stay tuned and don't miss that shoutcast tonight. It should be very good. Warwitch is the man. He's my idol when it comes to shoutcasting. I wish I could be as good as him. I guess I just have to keep practicing, huh? And as I said, that is the first Medal of Honor shoutcast, and they're both top teams. It's being heavily advertised, so it should be one hell of a match tonight. And over on Server 2, we have an OGL match, a Return to Castle Wolfenstein coverage, with Clan Flying Hellfish versus Dead Penguin, who is number 2 in the OGL. That also starts at 9 p.m. Eastern, and that will be Cold Shot, bringing you all the action. So I will bring those back up if you guys care to listen in later on tonight here on TSN Central. We will be shoutcasting a few matches, and I know there was some requests by a few in the community to shoutcast the OG matchup featuring Clan Ill, Illustrious, versus Unified tonight. I know that's for the number one ranking over on the OGL, I believe, is... As Unified is, I believe, 10-0 going off the top of my head here. Depending on what time that starts, we might be able to bring you that shoutcast. I'm not sure. I'll have to see how that fits in. with the time slots and all the other things going on at TSN Central tonight. But who knows? We might be able to bring you that action. And if we do, I will mention it in Pound Urban Terror before the show is over. So what's been up this week? Well, as I said, a lot of it's been hockey this week. Trying to, I already talked about the hockey, but that's a big thing. But when it comes to the beta development, as I said, we did miss a show last week. We did make it on the air Thursday, but there was not really too much said regarding the mod. It was mostly music being played and some smart-ass comments from the host, I hear. I'm not sure. I really wasn't with it last week. Just didn't have time to get it in. Sort of an informal show. As for this week, we are back, and I'm sure you want to know what the development team has been up to the past few weeks. As I mentioned, I think 2 weeks ago, Energizer, we did welcome Energizer, our Finnish mapper, back to Siliconized Development. He has been gone for the past, I believe it was 6 or 9 months in the Finnish Army. He quickly popped into the team forum, said hello, but we have not heard what his plans are. So once we get those, we will bring them to you, and hopefully we can get him to update some of his popular maps. I know you guys all enjoy playing maps like Streets, Swim, just to name two of them, and Sands. Quite a huge map, but I'm sure you guys can dig that. And we also partially introduced the Emmy Negative. That was an AVI from Crazy Butcher who we showed off during his interview. This is a 5.56 millimeter machine gun. This weapon type has been highly requested by the community. And, you know, we told you we listen. I know some of you have your doubts, but we do listen, and we have it in the game now. We will have it in the game. It's not in yet. Once we have this weapon skinned, we will officially introduce it on the website and drop some cool-looking screenshots into this Beta 3 weapon. Along with that, we have showed off the FNP90, another weapon that looks very cool thanks to a model from Meaty. It was skinned by Blade Killer, and it's going to be animated by Crazy Butcher. And finally, the first weapon we introduced was the AK-103. Again, it was a model by... Oh, no. I think the model was actually done by Crazy Butcher. Another skin by Blade Killer, and Crazy Butcher also animated it. And again, those are all Beta 3 weapons. Those are Beta 3 weapons that, as I said, they are in different stages of development, and all of them will be in Beta 3. Meaty, we got some news from Meaty. He did update his .plan file, but he's busted out his copy of 3D Studio Max and created a new shotgun that will also debut in Beta 3. We're not quite ready to give out the details or let you know exactly what sort of shotgun it is, but the development team is highly impressed with the initial work on it and the progress shots, the in-progress shots. Like the Negev, we will release screenshots as soon as we have it skinned, and we'll drop it into Radiosity, get some cool-looking screenshots there that make you drool, and say, hummina, hummina, hummina. He's also finished the LODs, the level of details, the smaller versions of the gun that you can see when you drop them for the P90. And Crazy Butcher and Meaty will both be putting them into 3D Studio Max later on this week. As for Meaty's future work, he says he's going to be working on making some models for Wu and his shopping mall map, another shopping mall map, not to be mistaken or confused with Dragoon's After Hours map, which was included in the level design contest map pack. Meaty's also going to be doing UV mapping and LODing for the new shotgun. He's also going to be adding detail and reworking the G36 and creating LODs. And reworking and maybe redoing the Spaz 12 and the LODs. He'll also be updating the player helmet with a few added details. Actually, I don't want to give out what those details were, but he will be updating some of the items as well. So that's what Meaty's going to be up to, and I know you guys can go check out the rest of his dot plan over on silicon-ice.com and get the entire scoop. We'll be right back. And this is who is this? I think this is a Butterfly on Urban Radio.
Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby, come, my lady, come. that I won't try. Butterflies in her eyes and her looks to kill. Time is passing, I'm asking, could this be real? Cause I can't sleep, I can't hold still. The only thing I really know is she got sex appeal. I can feel, too much is never enough. You always there to lift me up when these times get rough. I was lost, now I'm found, ever since you've been around. You're the woman that I want, so you're putting it down. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. You, and that's it. Some kind of hidden essence to show me life is precious, and I guess it's true. But to tell the truth, I really never knew till I met you. See, I was lost and confused, twisted and used. I knew a better life existed, but thought that I missed my lifestyle. Wild, I was living like a wild child, trapped on a short leash, paroled to police files. So yo, what's happening now? I see the sun breaking down into dark clouds, and a vision of you standing out in the crowd. So come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Hey sugar mama, come and dance with me. The smartest thing you ever did was take a chance with me. Whatever tickles your fancy, girls, me and you like Sid and Nancy. So sexy, almost evil, talking about butterflies in my head. I used to think that happy endings were only in the books I read, but you made me feel alive when I was almost dead. You filled that empty space with the love I used to chase, and as far as I can see, it don't get better than this. So butterfly, here is a song, and it's filled with the kiss and the thank you, miss. Come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy.
Come and dance with me. Come and dance with me, baby. Alrighty, that's Crazy Town, Butterfly. You're waiting for it to break out as the you know, the beginning to Mission Impossible 2, but it just never does. That's Crazy Town with Butterfly, and we're back on Urban Radio. I am your pimp in the box, Oswald. You are listening to Urban Radio. Getting back to something I said, I mentioned the name Woo, and you're probably asking yourself, Woo who? Well, Woo was a member early on in the development stage. We're talking pre-beta 1 here. He actually created a few levels. Most were lost, unfortunately, when his hard drive crashed, and many of them were not able to be recovered. But you might best know Woo from his never-released level Beach House. It was something that we never, as I said, we never... never released it. It was had a few problems. It was missing some textures. It was missing a model, so we decided not to release it. It probably would have been a very popular map, knowing what the community likes, but we never got around to it, and I don't know if it'll ever be released. It's just one of those things. But Wu is back. He's recently resurfaced, and after a considerable absence, I mean, you figure we've been doing this for close to 3 years now, and he was only in it for maybe 6 or 8 months, and then he poof, up and disappeared. He's got a new video card and a new pad in Florida, and he has begun mapping again. We've yet to see any of his recent work on his upcoming map, but once it's ready, we will feature it on UrbanTerra.net. Blade Killer, she's been as usual, working very diligently. She continues to fill her time with quite an array of things on the development team. She's coordinating the beta testing for beta 2.6. Not really much on that front at the moment. She's working on a few things. We have gotten a server that we will be able to use, and I think I mentioned that somewhere later on in the show here. I don't remember exactly. But she's also working on new skins for the models. The UMP-45 is the one I believe she's working on currently, but she plans on updating all of them and showing off those as soon as we get those finished. And she's also been dabbling in GTK, so maybe expect to see a level from Blade Killer here in the future. She, along with Miles and Sweetnuts, are also waiting for the new models to be finalized, and they're also in some discussion here over the new skins that the models, the player models, will feature. We will have select sets of skins depending on the map types. Things like the jungle, snow, desert, and urban, similar to what we have now. I know the only one we really are missing out of that group is a snow set, but we will be creating those for each team, for the red team and for the blue team. And we look forward to that. Sweetness has drawn us some awesome looking some sketches as to what we will be including. And once we have all four of those down, they will put them into the game, model them, skin them, and do what they do best, and we will show them off. Right now, there's really not much we can, nothing we can show off, but they are working, and this is something that will be featured for Beta 3. We will be sharing our plans in the future, in probably the next, weeks, months, whatever we talk about. GTK, that's right, Antitest, GTK. I can just wait for somebody to say, well, what's GTK mean? I'm not going to tell you. As I said, we do plan on giving out our plan for Beta 3. Right now, we are not ready as we still are finalizing the plans here. And I see Crazy Butcher as he pops into our development channel, says Blade Killer will be redoing all the weapon model skins. So you can plan on seeing new skins, as we know some of you have been whining, complaining, bitching, whatever you want to call it, about some of the weapons not being high quality, such as the G36. Some of you don't like the camouflage look on the SR8, so you can quit your crying, and we will get those updated for you. Now, getting back to what I was saying here about Beta 3, we are working on our design document, and once that is completed and the team signs off on it, we will type it up in a way you can easily understand it, and we will post it on the website as to what you can expect from Beta 3. Like the jump from Beta 1 to Beta 2, it appears that the progression of development from Beta 2 to Beta 3 is just going to be as large of an undertaking. We initially thought it was not going to be, but it looks that way, so you can expect big things from Beta 3. I'm guessing on par with the build-up to something like a Beta 2, or even something like Beta 2 for Quake 3 Fortress. It's just amazing that the amount of tension it got. Hopefully we will be able to produce, not saying the guys at Q3F didn't, because in my opinion, they did. They have a kick-ass mod, and we thoroughly love them. One final note, we will not be providing an upgrade from Beta 2.6, which is the next release. Some of you seem to forget that. You think we're going to go 2.5 to Beta 3, but we do have a Beta 2.6 coming. For Beta 3, you will be required to download an all-new Urban Terror. And as usual, we will provide more information as we approach the distribution phase of Beta 3. I seem to be getting more information here from Crazy Butcher, and it looks like they're also considering redoing some of the current weapons models. So once we get more firm information on that, probably next week from Crazy Butcher and Meaty, or shall we call him Mary, we will pass that along like we usually do. Who knows, maybe we'll even get it up on the website. So we're going to take a quick break here, drop in a few tunes, and we'll be right back with more Urban Terror news on Urban Radio. This is Kid Rock. Ba wada ba. We'll be right back.
boogie, said up jump the boogie. Fall with the fall, the bang, the bang, diggy, 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 said the boogie, said up jump the boogie. Fall with the fall, the bang, the bang, diggy, 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 said the boogie, said up jump the boogie.
My name is
there you go. That's Kid Rock. I know you guys are like, who's Kid Rock? Is he alive? Is he dead? Whose choice was that? That was my choice. I like the guitar. I played Kid Rock. That was Ba with a Ba. So I see how you guys sending me these messages now, wanting me to play this and that. Well, I'll accept it, but I don't think I'll play it. Maybe I will. It's from Torque Mata. He's a TSN guy. And Tux, I don't care if Kid Rock sucks. I played him, okay? We're back on Urban Radio. I'm Oswald. And if you're just joining us, we have been discussing the development team and what we've been working on. This just in from Barbecue just sent me a private message, something I actually forgot to mention, but he just reminded me. Barbecue is actually working on a new level that will be released for Beta 3. I was able to see some screenshots last night, and looks like a pretty cool map. It's an urban-esque type level. He doesn't want me to give out many details right now because he's only worked on it for approximately 2 days. But in those 2 days, he's gotten more done than I think I could in 2 days. And it actually looks really good. Of course, there was no lighting and no real detail in it yet. Some detail, but we look forward to seeing that along with all the other Beta 3 maps. And I'm trying to think. We actually have quite a few, and I'll get talking about those here in a little bit. But I do want to give out the information this week for the Urban Radio server we are featuring. As you know, we usually use Blade Killer's HOH server located in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. But in order to foster some community participation and draw attention to community servers, we've decided to spotlight public servers the last few weeks. This week, thanks to Indica and Kane of NUG, that would be... Oh, shit, I forgot their clan name. Oops. NUG. Yeah, team, I'll have to get the link for you here in a minute. I know I have it written down. But they are offering up their server this week is the Urban Radio server. If you'd like to participate, hop on the server now. We are planning on playing Follow the Leader. It's one of those obscure game modes that very few people understand, let alone play. And if you want to join, you can join the server now. It's at 208.254.41.156 standard port. That's 208.254.41.156. It's currently running on a dual Athlon 1.6 gig server. Connections UUNet and OC48, and as I said, the game type is Follow the Leader. Team Nug usually hosts a full-time dedicated Follow the Leader server. If you have never played Follow the Leader, check it out. There are some instructions, one page, a little bit of reading on your part. It's pretty cool. The server is located in Boston, and it's open for 16 players. That's 8 aside. And they're also trying to do some more to generate some interest in Follow the Leader game type, as are a few others in the community. For more information, you can actually check out teamwarfare.com. And then you can take a few minutes, hop on the server, and smoke some nugs, as he says. And I'm going to try to connect here. I keep getting kicked off. I don't know if I have a test file in there, but something doesn't like me here, and it keeps kicking me out. So I'm going to work on that. And you guys can actually listen to this song. Some of you may know it. Some of you may not. This is Mark Klim, better known as Barbecue on Urban Radio. And that was Mark Klim, better known as Barbecue, showing off his musical talents once again. If you've never listened to Barbecue, he's got, actually I think he has 4 or 5 albums out now. You can find those over at www.mp3.com/Mark Klim. That's M-A-R-K-K-L-E-M. He sells them for about $6 or $7 a piece, and I recommend them. I've got all of them. I think they're pretty kick-ass stuff. And it seems to be I'm getting quite a few private messages here. Some of these actually do not pertain to me telling you what it is. But some of them do. For example, I'm trying to get ZH Matrix on once we start talking about the clans and some of the stuff that's happening in the clan community. A note from Evil Monkey. He's, I believe he's still looking for a professional web designer to help pimp his site, clanbots.org. If you're a professional web designer or think you're a professional web designer, you can check in with Evil Monkey. He's over on Pound TSN. I also believe he's in Pound Urban Terror. Or you can stop by clanbots.org and give him your input. As I said, we will try to talk to Matrix here in a little bit. Detox wants to know if I can talk about any information changing the steady scope on sniper rifles. And Detox, no, not really, because as I said, we have not finished tweaking the weapons we're going to tweak for 2.6. I know there has been some discussion as to how we will correct or fix or change whatever you want to call it, the 500 millisecond delay on the sniper rifles. We will look at doing that here later on. And once we have that, once we have that in game, my Urban Terror just crashed again. Oops. Once we have that done, we will pass that and the other tweaks along to the community. And as always, we are going to get some community participation along with our quality assurance team playing these builds, so we feel we have correctly tweaked the weapons to your liking. As I said, we just fired up the Urban Radio server this week. It's being hosted by Nug over at it's Follow the Leader server. My bad. Tripping over that big tongue of mine again there, Tux. If you want to play, 208.254.41.156. I'm going to try to get in there a little later, see why my system keeps crashing here. Let's talk a little bit more about what we're going to do, what the development team has been up to. We touched on a few things that we are working on, such as the weapons and the skins. I did mention Barbecue's new map. We've also been working on our plans for the changes we'll be making to many of the levels for Beta 3. The changes will help improve not only the playability of the levels, but they'll allow us to use them with the new game modes we're planning. As I said, I believe we have three new game modes. We're not quite ready to release that information yet to the community, or actually to the mappers. I know the mappers are actually the ones who want all that information right now, so they don't waste their time creating a map that's most likely not going to be, I don't want to say usable, but not really going to work with any of the game modes we're planning. So once we have Beta 2.6 released, we're going to drop a little guideline. It's going to talk about what each game mode is, how they work, and what we feel you should include or should not include in your level to make it successful for Beta 3. Hopefully we don't get caught in that same type of problem we did from, say, Beta 1 to Beta 2, and from basically 1.2.7 on, where very few of the maps were actually updated to include, say, CTF or Capture and Hold or Follow the Leader. So stay tuned for that once 2.6 is out, and this basically just goes to the level designers. Stay tuned for that information, and we will make that available on our level design forum and also on urbanterror.net. And some of the 1.2.7 maps, as I said, were never actually ported to Beta 2, both in the community, such as Office by Raunchy, although now I hear he is updating that map, and we should see it here in a few weeks. And other maps like Hotel by Energizer and Train Yard by Botkiller. You know, those were maps that were never included. That was a decision we as a team made because we felt they were not up to the quality we were looking for in Beta 2. So, as I said, hopefully those changes will come, and we will be posting that information soon as I'm reading some of the comments here. Yes, Vampirilla, the bitch, did own me yesterday in a one-on-one game on Riyadh. You know, she says sniper rifles and pistols, and then she ends up using a Desert Eagle on my ass the entire game. I think I lost like 14-9 or something in a 25-minute match. What can I say? I suck. Okay, I'm going to step away and try to get back into the server here and bring you a little action from the server. Check out some of the comments I'm getting in my private messages. And we'll be right back on Urban Radio. This is New Dress. This is some Rancid for Drizzt Duncan.
different tribes. Religious and different, with computer lies. Territory got me, they legitimize. Prostitution deformed, and I prize. Now the UN is called, the buffer it all. The problem is spreading international. Like Ireland's Belfast, it's coming to bay. A brand new game.
D-Tex, let me just say, Embase sucks. You guys are freaking evil today in Pound Urban Terror, aren't you? Get off my jock. I'm kidding, of course. This is Oswald, and you're listening to Urban Radio. That was New Dress by Rancid for Drizzt Duncan over at Clanbase. I'm checking out some of these comments here, and I know many of you think I really hate Beta 127, don't you? As I always sort of diss it whenever it comes up, saying it was not a good version compared to 2.0. I understand why many like it, but you know, the team's decided to move on, take the mod in a bit of a different direction, and since many of you are still playing it, we figure we have done something right. But yeah, there are some maps I know many of you miss. For example, Train Yard is usually the first one that comes to mind. Another one was Hotel, which was basically Camp Fest. But that's another one. I saw somebody mention Docks and the Newbie Tower. That Newbie Tower may be back if that map is updated. Have to check in with Battle Cow, but I believe he said he was going to bring that tower back. As in the Beta 3 version, the Sims have rebuilt the tower. So stay tuned for that, and we'll get that updated later on. Getting back to our development, as I was saying, this time around we are looking at tweaking the current levels we have in order to make them playable with Beta 3. Not all maps will work with all game modes. I think that was a mistake we made in Beta 2.0. You know, we looked at our maps and saying, okay, what sort of game mode can we fit onto this map? As some of you know, we tried to implement some of the bomb type missions, the bomb defuse type missions, and it just did not work on many of the maps we have had, as they were really not laid out that way. They were laid out more for the action quake type game, where it was basically just a team survivor, you know, a fight to the death. Originally, action quake didn't feature any different game modes. They had a free for all and a team deathmatch, and that was about a team a free for all and a team survivor type mode. And as new versions came out and they released all the fun code, or all the code, things changed, and Capture the Briefcase, things like that came out. So for Beta 3, we are planning a few changes, and I also believe we're going to try to run a minimum of three development team maps for each game mode. So that'll help in setting up a server or a map cycle configuration.
for the game modes. And as I said, we have 15 maps right now that we're looking at updating. Some of those changes are actually going to be in the maps. We will reduce the size of some of the maps, as a few maps have quite a few dead areas. Areas that we don't need, we will be reshaping some of the maps, adding hallways or adding routes between each side as we see necessary. And we may even ask some of the community mappers to offer their maps, and we will include a few in Beta 3, I'm sure. So stay tuned. As I said, we will bring you more information on that. Here's where I was talking about. We've also been able to secure some high-quality servers that we will be testing on. I can't tell you where it is or who's hosting it, but we do think that'll help with the beta testing for 2.6 and 3.0. We'll also be using Blade Killer's server as usual for 2.6 and Beta 3 testing. And we do plan on opening it up quite a bit. We have increased the size of our development team here, of our quality assurance team to help us test those. And looking forward to it. And actually, I'm trying to find my next segment here, which is going to be the 10 questions with segment that was started by MC and Big D a few weeks back. I'm going to find that link, and we will be reading, seven or eight of these, and basically giving these guys their 15 seconds of fame. So be right back on Urban Radio. This is Typo Negative back in the USSR on Urban Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here with you this evening.
Whoops. Sorry about that.
Sing and shout. That's over the window.
Alrighty, we're back on Urban Radio. I'm Oswald. And as you can tell, I think I forgot to turn off my mic there, so you got to hear me making my dinner plan arrangements tonight. Wonderful, huh? Going to some restaurant here in Old Town Pasadena, California, called Twin Palms. Not sure what type of food it is, but it doesn't matter. I go hungry, and I'll eat my weight, no problem. So we're back, and I did find that thread, finally. I did find the thread I was looking for here. This was started a few weeks back, and we sort of used it over the course of the last few weeks. It's called 10 Questions With. If you missed this, MC and Big D started this. And as I said, this gives a gamer their 15 seconds of fame, along with my smart-ass comments tossed in. And, I did finally learn how to say Fumla. 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 I did learn how to pronounce his name. And I thought I had that loaded up, ready to go, but I guess I am wrong. I didn't. So there is a good chance I will pronounce your name incorrectly. Actually, this week I don't think I was. It's not as confusing as Fumla. So with that said, we are going to read a few of these. First one being Ebola. That's his nickname. What clan are you? And he says, yeah, guess what? I guess he's not in a clan. Where are you hiding right now? He says, Italy. He's another one of those Italian guys. Likes his Chianti and his Ferraris. How soon before you can drive a car? He says, 25, but I can't drive until end of April since lawyers retired my driver's license. He says, they got him drunk, really drunk while driving. Don't you hate when that happens? No wonder we don't like lawyers. Question one, how many hours a week do you play Urban Terror? It says, I don't know, approximately 10. He says, it depends it can be over 20 sometimes, and others it can be near zero. So, you know, once some of these people learn how to write in English, I can read what they say. But 10 to 20, I guess. He says, what's your dream job? Job, what job? He says, if I choose, I want to do nothing. Bahamas, Hawaii, ton of chicks. So he doesn't want to work either. What comic book hero would you like to be? He says, Rocco Siffredi. I don't know who that is. Don't even know if he's a comic book hero, but that's who he wants to be. Number four, what favorite weapon would you add Urban Terry? He says, hard to choose after Sid's gone and taken the P90. He says, probably an OCW or whatever that OICW weapon is, that high-tech rifle. I'm sure you guys know it better than I do. And number five, what is your favorite server to play on? He says, I haven't one. He says, I play wherever my ping is lower than 200 milliseconds. Number six, which Sid developer would you most like to see an address? Even harder question than number four, he says. First thought of barbecue. He says, I must surrender and give to the sexiness of Blade Killer. And number seven, what would you spend $500 on in the next 24 hours? He says, beer. It's quite a few kegs there. Don't know. Do they have any good Italian beer? Somebody help me out with that question. I don't know if they do or not. Is Stella Italian or is that Egyptian? Anyway. Number eight, what UT player do you wish you could beat every time? He says, no one. Guess he means that he's that elite and he can beat everybody all the time. Number nine, if you could go back in time, to what time would you go? He says, what, back in time? You fool, no Urban Terror. And finally, number 10, if you could make any map, what map would you make? He says, well, I have some projects in mind, but I haven't had time to make them. I did some plastic models of maps we used to recreate some scenarios for our wars in paintball. I'm pretty good in doing plastic models, but don't ask me again to put the hands on that damn Radiant. He says, by the way, my favorite maps are jungle maps with a lot of vegetation, tons of trees, and natural with artificial fortifications. Fortification? Fortifications. So that's Ebola. Now you guys know him, who he is, and go find him, hunt him down, and kill him in Urban Terror. Next guy we move forward is Zach. You may know him as CC Zach. He is in Carnage Cowboys. Currently, he's hiding in Tecumseh, Oklahoma. And if you guys don't know where Oklahoma is, you don't want to. How soon before you can drive a car? He says, I already drive. I'm 17. How many hours a week do you play Urban Terror? He says, 10 to 30 a week, depending on what I'm doing. And seeing as you hang out and pound Urban Terror, means you're doing nothing. So you can play more Urban Terror. How's that? What's your dream job? He says, owning huge web hosting company. And as I pimped in the beginning, he does have one, zdwebhosting.com. Go there, check it out, and get some web space. Number three, what comic book hero would you like to be? He says, I don't have one. I forwarded it here, sorry. Number four, what's your favorite weapon you would add to Urban Terror? He says, a missile launcher, maybe? Yeah, right. Go play Soldier of Fortune 2 if you want a missile launcher. Just kidding, Pox. As you know, Apoxel is one of the coders. Raven did SOF2. We always give him a hard time. What's your favorite server to play Urban Terror on? He says, our clan servers. I'm taking that to mean CC servers. Good servers. Good gamers. Good time. Ah, number six. What Sid developer would you most like to see an address? He says barbecue, that big fruitcake. And I believe barbecue did have his pink tutu on last year at QuakeCon. Maybe, if you're lucky, he will bring it this year. Number seven. What would you spend $500 on in the next 24 hours? And I'm sure many would agree with this, hardware. And number eight. What UT player do you wish you could beat every time? Now, this is sad, because I can guarantee you he's never seen how this person plays. He says he'd like to beat me every time. So, Zach, you're on. Number nine, if you could go back in time, to what time would you go? I like getting older, hate being younger, so he really doesn't want to go back in time. Wants to stay with the current time and move forward into the future. And finally, number 10, if you could make any map, what would you make? He says, dunno, I'll leave that to Sid. And that's right, leave that to us, we'll make the maps, you continue to support the mod, and we'll give you all the loving you need. And I believe this is his brother, Arsenic. He's also in CC, Cowboy Carnage. Yo, he says. Where are you hiding right now? Oh, actually, it's not his brother. My bad. He's hiding in Barrie, Ontario, Canada. So for all you Canadians, eh? How soon before you can drive a car? He says 17. I drive when I want. Number one, how many hours a week do you play Urban Terror? He says 20. His dream job, owning a huge web hosting company with Zach. So maybe this is his brother. I forgot. I think they are brothers. So somebody correct me. Zach, I know you just popped into the channel there. Number three, favorite comic book hero? He says Batwoman. Number four, your favorite weapon you want to add would be a Cougar Magnum. Well, right now we aren't going to add a new pistol, but it would be nice, wouldn't it? What's your favorite server you like to play on? He says the Team Survivor over on Carnage. God damn, I can't even talk. Cowboy Carnage Team Survivor server. Located at 64.81.127.201. The port 27962 for all of you who really care. Actually, that's a joke. I do like the CC guys. Oh, maybe not. Now I see everybody's on Zach. So that's good. You guys can stay on Zach here. Number six, which Sid developer would you most like to see an address? And again, it's a barbecue. I don't know why everybody wants to see barbecue. He's got some scary-looking legs. Number seven, what would you spend $500 on in the next 24 hours? He says lube, weed, and a big fucking dildo. I didn't say that. It's not after 11 o'clock at night. I can't say that. A big effing dildo. That's it. Number eight, what UT player do you wish you could beat every time? He says, easy answer, Ill Disaster. And Disaster was a pretty mean player at one time. I'm sure he still is. Oh, and I just got the clarification. Zach and Arsenic are friends, not brothers. Okay, so there you go. Number nine, if you could go back in time, to what time would you go? He says, with the dinosaurs. What else? And finally, if you could make any map, of what would you make? He says, I'd make UT Red Light District. I wonder why. So next guy we've seen on the forums quite a bit. His name's Farouk, and you know what? He didn't fill the questionnaire right, so we're gonna skip him. Move down to Battle Bum. His nickname is Battle Bum. He wasn't a clan, P.S., but the clan just died. Actually, that was a few weeks ago. Right now, he's hiding in California, and he's 19, so he can already drive a car. How many hours a week do you play Urban Terror? He says, probably too much. What's your dream job? He says, I've got a dream job. Rap and sell weed. What comic book hero would you like to be? He says, Dumbo. And MF Doom, you and Mrs. Doom go play mini golf, okay? I'm babbling, I know. Number four, what favorite weapon would you like to add to UT? He says, the big stick-o-matic. The big stick. Your favorite server to play on in UT? He says, clan-icu.com. Number six, which Sid developer would you most like to see an address? He says barbecue, totally. Number seven, what would you spend $500 on in the next 24 hours? He says a bong. Number eight, what UT player do you wish you could beat every time? He says that unnamed player guy. And yeah, that unnamed player guy is pretty good, isn't he? Number nine, if you go back in time, to what time would you go? He says, why go to the past? It's boring. And finally, if you can make any map, what would you make? He said, I'd convert my CS map that took me 10 years to make to Urban Terror. So that's just a few of them. We read a couple of them each week. And that is the 10 Questions With segment. Thanks to MC and Big D for starting that thread and providing me some comment. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back to look at some of the community clan news out there. This is Oswald. I'm out. back on Urban Radio. I'm Oswald. That was Bag Lunch by Limp Bizkit. At least that's what my MP3 player said. So if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I have it labeled as Bag Lunch. Getting into the Klan community news. You know, I think this is probably the first time I've really been more involved in Klans than I have in the past. Part of that goes out to the guys over at TSN who've who've helped set up some shoutcasting matches, and we've done quite a few of those. This week, we did shoutcast a Stronger Than All Orbiter Frags match. It was a featured battle for first place in the Frags East, featuring Unified and Black Ops Squadron. Unified came in undefeated at 5-0 with Black Ops Squad at 4-1, and basically Unified dominated BOS. I believe the final score is about 28-5. You can download the shoutcast over at tsncentral.com. It's listed under downloads. And with that victory, Unified remains undefeated at 6-0 in the East, while Clan Ill, with their 26-9 victory over the Useless Pedestrians, put them atop the Frags West Division, also at 6-0. Jumping over to Week 2 on the Cal League, we see Xenophobe, Infinity Front, and Section 8 are atop the Pacific Division, all at 2-0. Clan Pit tops the Central, and finally, in the Atlantic, Boss and Useless Pedestrians are both 1-1. Quickly checking out the OGL, it looks like Illustrious, that's Clan Ill, remains atop at the top rung. They're 10-0, and they have an upcoming match tonight versus Unified at 10 p.m. Eastern, with Unified sitting at number 3 at 5-0. That should be a highly touted match. I was just talking to Warwitch here during the music, and we're going to try to broadcast that later on this evening. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to do it. I think we're short a shoutcaster at the moment. As I said, I'm going to be out to dinner at 7 p.m., so unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to shoutcast, but maybe we can get Jeff T. or Whispers to bring you some action. And stay tuned for that information. Later on, if we do host it or if we do shoutcast it, we will put a message in Pound Urban Tier, and you can check it out. Also, remember to catch the Ladder and League Roundup called Under Fire with your host Whispers here on TSN. I believe he had his first show last week. Again, I was not able to attend and listen to it, but check it out for more information, tsncentral.com. And one last clan note. There's been a new clan that has formed. That's Clan ZH, Zero Hesitation. Some of the members include Vendetta, Disconnected, Avakan, AK, Ghost Llama, Cuntman, Door, and Straight Shot. You can check out their website, zerohez.tk, and we're actually going to try to get Matrix here on the phone, and he can give us an update on who this clan actually is and why they were started. I have him up here, so let me fire a buddy phone and see if we can get Matrix on the line. Hey, Matrix, you there, buddy? Okay, Matrix, like they say on the radio, turn down your radio so you can hear me, not what's being recorded. It's about a 45-second delay. Yeah, I can see this is going to work real well.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that this thing stops ringing.
You see, we have a problem here. It rings on his end. It's springing out of the PC speaker. He can't shut it off. I'm not sure if you guys can hear that in the background. So if this works, great. If not, Matrix, I'm going to have to disconnect you. So if you can't hear me, why did you guys start Zero Hesitation?
I can't really. They hate ringing. Hold on 1 minute. If I could, like, just put something over this, my computer's, like, screaming.
Ah, yes. The wonders of technology. You gotta love this.
I think it's XP. You gotta love them, too. Microsoft. I bet Linux would do the same. Now I'm just wondering how muffled the sound off my case. I'd be happy.
We're going to have to check back with him a little bit later, see if he can work this problem out, but I don't think this is going to work. So I'm going to hang up with him, and we're going to continue on. As I said, you can go visit their site. It was zerohez.tk for more information on Zero Hesitation. And based on what I see, they have quite a good group of gamers. They're ready to challenge for the title, as I was told. clan was basically formed to take on some of the upper echelon clans, you know, like Ill maybe, or Unified. So stay tuned. I'm going to try to get him on a little bit later on in the show, if we can. And also, I got this from Drizzt Duncan here, just as we're about to go on air. He tells me, let me find his message here, sorry about that, I'm usually a little more organized than this. He says, I don't know if you're going to mention updates on several leagues, he says, but with Clan Base Cup, he says, we're currently in the semifinal stage, and those semifinals feature clans such as DW, IQS, HV, and UP. They are the only ones left in the race. And as for the scheduling, it looks like the 23rd through the 24th, which just happened this week, were their semifinals. They will be playing the semifinals through April 30th, mostly on Sunday and Monday for the matches. May 1st and 2nd, looks like it'll be the scheduling of the cups. And the cups will be played May 3rd through May 9th. I don't know if we'll be able to bring any of those to you. It would be interesting to. As you can see, the final is being played, as I said, the first week of May, and I'm trying to read their website. If you want more information, go to clanbase.com and click on Q3UT2 for all the information. And I'm just trying to check out some of their other information here. It says Battle of the Titans, IQS defeats Valor in a great game. So looks like the score is 2-1. They played Castle Abbey and Uptown. And you can check out all the details on the clan base site. Hopefully I can get more non-U.S. clan information each week. I know House of Valhalla Spawn sent me some information, but was unable to shoutcast last week, so we actually did not bring that up on the radio show. Going to take a short break. Going to give you some Dream Theater. This is Strange Deja Vu, and we'll be right back on Urban Radio.
Pathway leads
right, we're back on Urban Radio. That was Strange Deja Vu by Dream Theater. And I'm trying to get Matrix here to give me a call. I don't think it's going to work. We're going to try it once. If it doesn't, then we'll have to continue sorting out these problems and try it again next week. And it doesn't look like it's going to work, as he is saying he's trying to call. And it doesn't look like I'm getting any love here. I am in the NUG server, the NUG server, as I gave out that IP a little earlier, 208.254.41.156. You can find it in All Seeing Eye or any of the other browsers you use. We are playing Follow the Leader. My ping sucks, and currently I am the leader. Only it looks like there's only about 7 people in here. We have No Leaf Clover, Lord Homer, 400 by 300, The Dot, Kane's in here, Thunder, Noodle Doodle, and myself. Oh, and it looks like the red team's reached the flag, and they just won the round. Doesn't that suck? I'm on the blue team. Noodle Doodle is the leader. And along with my severe leg, I am following him. And this is a very cool game mode if you've never played it. One player is designated the leader. You can tell him because he has a blue stripe around his helmet and on both legs, both arms. You basically have to escort him to the other flag. I don't know where he went. Huh. And you basically try to get to their side with your leader before the opposing team gets to your side and basically caps the flag. You know, they escort their leader over to your flag. A lot of fun. We felt it worked well with our game, our maps. Unfortunately, it just never really took off in the community. You know, I'm sure there's many reasons as to why it never did take off. But a lot of fun, and usually it's pretty competitive if you have a good group of gamers. Want to give a few shout-outs. The first one goes out to Speed Freak, my network guru here, who's been helping me over the course of, 2 weeks to try to get my connection working. I swear to God, a router is probably the worst part of hardware ever made, as I've yet to find a good one that works. I dumped my Netgear this week, picked up a Linksys, and I was doing well until I hopped on the server here, and this annoying latency issue's back. So we'll see what happens. Also want to give a shout-out to No Leaf Clover, Clan Triad, from TNT Hotrain. He says, tell him it's from the Ho! So, No Leaf Clover, we'll also get you some Metallica on here for your musical enjoyment. And, yep, there's the IP for the FTL server, 208.254.41.156. It's a fun time, usually. It looks like the map has just scrolled over to Subway. Actually, I'll play one more round here as I am the leader. And we'll have to see if I can make it to the other side. With my ping, I'm not going to make it far. Oh, and there's the enemy all the way across in the hallway. Oh, and I hit Thunder TM in the leg. Oh, and Thunder TM goes down thanks to Merlin's hand grenade. Oh, fast and furious action as we approach the no admittance sign from the blue side of the base. In the back hallway. Oh, better pull out my grenade. Oh, I'm going to die. I'm dead. Thanks to 400 by 300. So, as I said, connect to the server, play a little FTL, and check it out if you've never played it before. Very enjoyable game mode. Probably a little bit better on a LAN since you are actually with gamers who you can actually talk to, and, you know, it's all good. So, we're back. I'm trying to remember what I was talking about here before we jumped to that. We are... where are we? Ah, here we are. That was... Shit, I'm all lost now, man. Ah, that's where we are, right after Dream Theater. You know, I can't even read my notes. Hey, we are back on Urban Radio. Actually, I already said that, huh? Okay, we had hoped to have some confirmation this week regarding the Urban Terror t-shirts we're going to sell. We are still working on them. Looks like we'll have to wait through the weekend, though, as I'm working with Vampirella. She also lives in Southern California near me, and she's going to be confirming the prices and the screening of the t-shirts. Once she gives me that price sheet on the materials, I will pass that along on her website. I believe I posted in the forums that they're approximately going to be $17. That price might go up by $2 or $3, and chances are good that we will offer a discounted price if you get two shirts. $20 probably for the first shirt, including shipping, and $15 for any additional shirts that you want. So, you know, $35 for two Urban Terror t-shirts and handling, shipping anywhere in the world. So Once I have that, I will pass that on. And we've still not decided if we're going to use PayPal as an option or not. We had thought it was going to be a good idea, but from what we've gathered off the forums, not many are excited about using it. So we may, I'm not sure how we're going to do it yet. That's why we really haven't given out any payment options as of yet. There's other options that we are looking into, though. As I said, the pricing structure may go up or down. If you want stickers or the blown-up screenshots, we're going to release that information same time we release the shirts. I haven't talked to Agent Sandman in a few weeks, but I know he still wants to proceed on those items. We do have two types of stickers. We have a white back bumper sticker with the Urban Terror logo, and we also have a clear Urban Terror sticker with the blue and white and the gray logo. It looks very cool. And he also has some blown-up screenshots, so if you want a screenshot of you being Leet in action with your boomstick, you can actually send him the screenshot, pay a few dollars, and he will blow it up for you and ship it to you. They're very cool. I saw him about 3 or 4 weeks ago now over at a LAN party here in Anaheim, and real high-quality stuff considering how large they were. So we'll get you all that information in the upcoming weeks. Should be a good time. Should be some good stuff. Do you have any other ideas? Like our Girls of Urban Terror calendar, feel free to send us a message, and we will get that for you.
If you're the kind that likes to play with himself, this is your game. But if you're the kind that plays well with others, this is your game.
Prepare to fight.
Defend our flag.
Turn the bullets.
You win.
DTSM.
Excellent.
Game on.
This is my boomstick.
So your eardrums are rattling.
Murder them, Mike. Murder them. In a competition that I never heard of them. Murder them, Mike. Murder them. If they come running up, I make them hurt again. Murder them.
In a month, the law goes on timeless. Your road is declining, aggravated and shineless. I designed this for the lost who needs to find this. Find baby, and maybe you need someone to lead you. Stop acting like an infant, I'm tired of force feeding you. You can't keep running from the destiny that's meeting you. It's your own soul, your own ghost that keeps beating you.
Murder them, Mike, murder them. In a competition that I never heard of them.
I make them hurt again. Pump up the volume so your eardrums are rattling. This is just a warning before I get the battling. Unsensible action, so your traction. The facing of methodical. Serial rhymes can assist beats periodical. You're in a hostile, colossal situation and it's possible. Your eardrums are bust from penetration of lyrical blows. You cynical, the speechless.
Murder them, Mike, murder them. In a competition that I never heard of them. Murder them, Mike, murder them. If they come running up, I make them hurt again. Murder them, Mike, murder them.
evil tactics. Murder them, I murder them. In the competition, I've never heard of them.
Alrighty, we're back on Urban Radio. Almost. Cypress Hill with Ronnie Size, Child of the West. That was a Black Dragon porn star. Give a shout out to his clan, Black Dragons. That's who that song was dedicated for. How nice of him, huh? Alright, we are back on Urban Radio. Almost done for the day. Gone through quite a few things. I'm actually still on the server. It's currently 8-on-6. Good game going. My team, the blue team, is kicking ass, of course. Just because the red team, red team's actually got some good players on it. No Leaf Clover's in there. Ho Train, My Chocolate Bar, Mighty Joe Young is in there, and good game. I'm still lagging like a mother, but we'll try it. I'm on the East platform with my G36. Ooh, just in front of the leader here. I'm going to go kamikaze with my grenade. Oh, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. I'm dead. I stepped on my own grenade. What an idiot. That's why I can't play Shoutcast and actually try to call the game. All three, I can't do it. Doesn't work that well. Got to make sure I'm out of the game here. Nope, I'm still in the game. Spectate. Okay, now we're spectating. Get back to the show. If you have something that you want pimped or talked about on Urban Radio, please feel free to send me the link or the information via email, oswald@urbanterror.net. If you want something that you want to play on the radio, then I need that in MP3 format. I need that in MP3 format, 16-bit, 22 kilohertz. And you can DCC that to me, email it, give me a link, and I'll grab it. But in order for the show to be successful, we do need your help. That's why we ask you to send us everything you can, and we try to get it on the air for you. And this just in from Drizzt Duncan. Looks like he'll give me an update next week. Hopefully he says the finals are being played after next week's show. So that's good. We'll still have to work out the problems with Buddy Phone here. Not sure why I couldn't hear Matrix. I know Torquemada wants to get on here. I guess we can quickly give him a call. Torquemada is one of the new shoutcasters over at TSN. He's currently going to be doing Darkspace.net. We'll see if he's home. Pick up the phone! Pick up the phone! And it doesn't look like Torque's around. Fag? I thought he was. He told me to call. I guess I waited too long, huh? Oops. So, tough. Torque loses out, but we will try to get him on, talk about what Darkspace is. If you want to check Darkspace out, it's not a first-person shooter. It's more of those multi-massive, what are they called, the MMORPQF, the big role-playing games. Not to make fun of Torque, because I like the guy, but, you know, it's one of those type of games. So he's going to be hosting a radio show, and I guess the creator of Darkspace is also pretty excited about this idea. So hopefully this will be a good relationship between Darkspace.net and TSN. And also I want to bring it back to the attention of everybody. The match is coming up later tonight on TSN on Server 1 starting at 9 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be the premiere of Medal of Honor Allied Assault featuring Ground Zero versus Dark Realm, who's currently number one in the OGL. Your shoutcasters will be TSN Warwitch and TSN Nate. It's being heavily advertised, seeing as they're both top teams. Should be a good match, so you can check that out starting at 9 p.m. Eastern. And over on Server 2, OGL coverage, Return to Castle Wolfenstein, Flying Hellfish versus the Dead Penguin, currently number 2 in the OGL. That match also starting at 9 p.m. Eastern with your host, Coldshot. So look for those two and possibly the L versus Unified match. A little tape delayed, but we'll still try to bring it to you later on tonight. I'm going to talk to a couple of the other shoutcasters, see if they can get it, because I know a lot of people have been asking about it And it would be very cool to shoutcast. Okay. Yeah, you know, Straight Shot wants me to try calling him, too. So give me one more second. We'll fire Buddy Phone back up and most likely have it crash on us, as everybody else seems to do. But we'll see what happens here. Typing in his IP address, 244278.179. And this is Straight Shot, we think. I wonder if I have to tell him to turn his radio down, too. Pick up the phone! And it doesn't look like he is going to answer. Well, we tried. What can I say? Doesn't look like it's going to work, so enough of Buddy Phone this week. We'll have to do that late at night, you know, one of those times when nobody's listening to us. And, yeah. Alrighty, moving forward, got some more community news for you. I forgot to play my sounder. You guys dig the sounder, I know you do. Here, listen to this.
You're dialed in to Quake 3 Urban Terror's Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. A little Urban Radio, a little TSN loving from the guys over there. That is my sounder they created. I think it's pretty kick-ass. That's why I play it every week. So, as we move forward here, we start with some strategy guides that are now available to the gaming community over on fsk405.tk. That's www.fsk405.tk. Thanks to their work, you can now have two strategy guides, which are available for downloading. First one has been out for a few weeks now, and it's of the map Rommel by Barbecue. The most recent edition, which came out this week, is Golgotha. That came courtesy of Dick Dastardly, the author. And very cool. You should check them out. They give you a bit of strategy. They show you what each area is called or what you should refer to it as, flag placement, spawn points, things like that. Hopefully we can see more of these, and I believe that FSK 405 is also working on the next one, which is going to be Docs. So check that out. We should have that this coming week. Also, over at clantriad.com/devteam. Clan Triad. I can see all you're writing. clantriad.com/devteam. Dragoon has opened up registration for beta map testers. If anyone's interested in becoming involved in getting their grubby little hands on early versions of the map in order to help test them, then stop by and sign up. This sort of came out of a thread in the level design forums again. There are a few people discussing beta versions of maps. I have my thoughts on beta version maps. I don't think they should be released because, one, they are not finished. Two, they're usually not very good. And three, they end up on community servers and... You know, it just creates a big mess. I will have a rant on my website, thesixthfloor.com, later on this week about more information on beta maps, but they shouldn't be released. So we're trying to sort of get the beta testing in one spot here and sort of get gamers to help us beta test community maps and, you know, maybe some SID maps. We'll see what happens. That really wasn't discussed, but Dragoon's working hard to get people interested in signing up, so head over to the website, register, and get your name on the list. Also, over on the development site, you can check out updated screenshots of Dragoon's next level, Druglord Harambeek. That's the second installment to the Druglord series. First, you may recall, is titled Airstrip. Pretty cool map. Community has really enjoyed that. Also, Queen Bee tosses her name into the map fest. You can check out a few of the shots from her upcoming level called G Courtyard, UTG Courtyard. Looked pretty interesting. I think there was only one or two small pictures. And finally, Omida has been working on a nice model, the Junker JU-52. For those who do not know what a Junker JU-52 is, it's an older plane. It's an aircraft. I'm not sure what that model is going to be used for, but it may even pop up in Dragoon's level. I'm not sure. I didn't really read much information on it, but you can check that out.
Urban Terror Version 2, the combined power of Cello and UTZ. Ready to continue the Urban Terror battle. All the latest news, a map depot, our game server information, and more. Urban Terror's.
Alrighty, we shift our attention over to Lord of Doom and Vampy and Vampyrus over at Terrorist.net. That's what that radio spot was. Lord tells me things have been a bit slow, but he has many, many ideas that he's looking into for Terrorist.net. I mean, you can sit in front of your website and work 8 hours and still have a whole list of stuff to run through that you haven't finished. But he is working on a few things. As for this week, we do have two new columns up. The first one is the first in a three-part series by Mighty Joe Young, as she discusses Linux, Macintosh, and Windows when it comes to the choice for gamers. Her first issue, or her first column is up. I just got confirmation of that from Vampy here and Lord a bit ago. Check out that. That's over at terrorist.net. And also, not to be outdone, Battle of Sexes will continue with Vampyrus and her new column. She takes a look at the gender that is more serious when it comes to gaming. Is this men or boys, depending on your case? Or is this the female persuasion who is more serious when it comes to gaming? She's invited 12 gamers, 6 from Mars, 6 from Venus, to be interviewed. You can see what she has concluded in her column, available at terrorist.net. I am not sure if that one is up yet. I will get you that information here shortly to see if she's actually finished it. Last time I got this information, she had not finished it, but we will take a quick run over there and see if she has uploaded that yet. I do know MJY's column is up. I read it last night, actually, sort of proofread it to see how it was, and it's Linux. It's the Linux version. And I don't see it yet. No, it doesn't look like it's up yet. Doesn't look like... Nope, it's only Mighty Joe Young's article is up yet, but you can expect to see Vampyrus' article later on today or tomorrow. I can't take that song, sorry. Also, Fumla. I love saying the name. Fumla. You know, I got to play some for you guys. This is what Fumla sent me. Fumla. In order to say his name correctly on the radio. And I meant to play it for him earlier today, and I never did, but I know he wants to hear it, and I can't find it. Damn, where did I put that? It's in my MP3s. That's where it is. You guys will dig this. I did. It's titled, Fumla Sucks at Pronouncing His Name. Oh yeah, gotta love that drum beat. Here it comes. Don't miss it.
Fumlu. 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 Fumlu.
So that's Fumla. So now we all know how to say Fumla's name, right? I'll never forget that one again. But Fumla, he reminds me to pimp UT Pickup over on QuakeNet. And while he's at it, he would also like to pimp the site, utpickup.codefighters.org. That's utpickup.codefighters.org. Or you can go to UT Pickup on QuakeNet, and it's basically a pickup channel. No, not that type of pickup where you're picking up sexual, you know, picking up a male or a female. Not that type of pickup. But they play pickup games. I believe once they get 10 gamers, they find a server, and they go play. So check out that, utpickup.codefighters.org. That's something that they are trying to get started. Cardi also wanted me to pimp his 245 megabytes worth of jump demos, now available. If you want more information on that, you'll have to go to the general forums. And it's in the general forum. It's titled New Q3 Jump Movies Release, 245 megabytes worth of them. Quite a few. So if you want to take the time to download them, do so. I have not done it myself, but you can do it. Check them out. I'm not really sure what all it includes. Like I said, I haven't really been into the jump thing, unfortunately, but a few people have said it's been pretty cool. And Vampy says her column will be up in 15 minutes, thanks to MF Doom for that. Oh, we got some more private messages here real quick. Camino Jr. wanted me to pay Dr. Dre and Snoop Doggy Dogg, but can't do it this week. Camino Jr., send me that song after the show, and I will get it on for you next week. A bunch of people asking how to get on the QA team, and if we need you, we will ask you. Don't ask us. Thank you very much. Got Connor from DVS asking us a question here. I think I have a few more things for you before I check out. I do. If you've not been to the suggestions forums, we have a few threads in there covering our weapons. Weapons such as the G36 and the M4, the MP5, the UMP45, both sniper rifles and both pistols. We do want your input on those weapons as to what you would like seen done with them. Do you think they're too powerful? We know what you think about the movement penalty. I know you guys all think the movement penalty sucks. But we are giving you an opportunity to give us your input, and we'll take that into consideration once we finish up tweaking the weapons. It also looks like Connor wanted me to tell everybody that Cal is still accepting clan applications for league play. I know their Atlantic division is a bit... See, I can tell it's getting near the end of the show. I can't talk anymore. I believe it's the Atlantic division is a few clans short, or the Pacific division is really overloaded. But check it out if you have a clan, ZH, and want to get involved. Head over to CalLeague.com, click on Urban Terror, and get your clan signed up now. Get some gaming action. Who knows, maybe we'll even shoutcast you. And remember, if you have anything you want pimped, prodded, poked, whatever, send it to me, OswaldUrbanTerror.net, and we will get it on. And finally, Muffin Man over at Clan BB. That's the Beijing Brothers are looking for other clans to run 2v2 matches against. If you'd like more information, go to peanut-brain.com/BB. That's peanut-brain.com/BB. And we will be right back on Urban Radio. Oh, that's not the song I want. That says Urban Radio intro, huh? Oops. This is the song we want. And this basically goes out to that Metallica-loving whore. No Leaf Clover. This is Disposable Heroes on Urban Radio. Alrighty, and that's about it for this week as we say goodbye here on Urban Radio. The show was produced by myself. I am your host. We will be returning next week with more Urban Terror action, Urban Terror Radio server, and all sorts of community news. Who knows, maybe we'll even bring along some new screenshots with us. Not sure. Remember, tonight, we've got two great matches, one Medal of Honor, one Return of Castle Wolfenstein on TSN Central. Until next week, this is your host Oswald, saying goodbye. We'll see you next week. Late. Everybody into the elevator on Ricochet, and let's do that dance we do so well.
Oh, that's over? Alright, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.